This goes to Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, fax 989-463-1713, regarding Kimberly, middle initial S like Sarah, Van Atten, it's B like Victor, A-N, capital A-T-T-E-N, hyphen Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A, date of birth March 9th of 1966. Dear Dr. Holmes, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Van Atten Garcia with the diabetic nephropathy and proteinuria. Her last visit was July 25th of last year. She has been able to lose 9 pounds over the last year, and she's feeling very well. No hospitalizations since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena, although she had recently had stomach flu about 3 days prior to her recent lab draw, and she was vomiting and had diarrhea for 24 hours. She felt rather poorly, but she still did have the labs done. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No edema. Medication list is reviewed. Since her last visit, lisinopril was increased from 20 mg daily to 30 mg daily, and Ozempic was increased from 0.5 mg weekly to 1 mg weekly. She is still on Lipitor, glimepiride, metformin, Zoloft, and Tylenol for pain. Physical exam, weight 218 pounds, pulse 76, oxygen saturation is 95% on room air, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 126 over 68. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular. Abdomen soft, non-tender. No peripheral edema. Labs, most recent labs were done August 4th, 2023. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio is stable. At 154, so still in microscopic range. She did have 3-plus blood and 1-plus protein. Her creatinine is 0.88, slightly higher than previous levels of 0.7, but most likely secondary to the recent severe vomiting and diarrhea that she'd had 3 days prior to the lab draw. Her sodium 138, potassium 4.6, carbon dioxide low at 18, previous level 25, again secondary to vomiting and diarrhea. Phosphorus 3.8, hemoglobin stable at 11.1 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan: diabetic nephropathy with preserved renal function and albuminuria. We've asked the patient to continue to have lab studies done for us every 6 to 12 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 1 year. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.